Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Byron York. He's the chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Byron, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, folks. Thanks for having me.
We have a lot to get through with this about this memo, and we know you know everything. You are the all-knowing Byron York. So let's start out with some easy stuff for you, then we'll get to the harder stuff. Will the memo be released today, and will it be redacted when we see it?
Yes and no. The idea is that the memo will be released probably this morning. They came up with this plan, basically, which was to have the White House declassify the memo and then give it back to the House, and then the House, the Intelligence Committee, will hand it out.
Okay, so and the names will be in there that some people want to take out.
Well, the latest word is yes. It will not be heavily redacted with names out and all of that stuff. So, when the Democrats had made this complaint that the memo was edited, and the House Intelligence Committee, the Republicans say yes, they did make changes in it. They said most of them were for grammar. One of them was to make a change that the FBI requested, and one of them was to make a change that Democrats requested. But I get the impression, and we're all talking about something we have not read, that there have been very, very few changes.
Despite the fact that we haven't read it, have you discovered anything else about it in the last 24 hours or so, as more and more members of Congress seem to be hinting at its contents?
Well, I think the thing to think about is that there has been a whole lot of talk about this application for a wiretap on Carter Page, who is the kind of sometime Donald Trump foreign policy advisor. And it apparently, reportedly, does cover a lot of that, but I think it probably will cover other stuff. I say that in part just by talking to sources over the last year, and that they were concerned about other stuff. So I find it hard to believe they would just do this memo, even a four-page memo about just one thing.
What can you get into some, like, the back and forth with the FBI this week? We've seen reports that Christopher Wray is threatening or even considered resignation, and then we saw some conflicting reports saying, no, that's not the case. He's not even threatening that, but it's speculation that he might resign if this memo comes out. What is at the bottom of all of that?
Well, it seems hard to understand why it would be that big a deal. The House Intelligence Committee, as well as the Senate Judiciary Committee, has been trying to get information on this for a long time. And in the words of Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, they were stonewalled by the FBI and the Justice Department. I mean, the House Intelligence Committee sent a subpoena to the FBI. I mean, they had already gotten to the subpoena point of frustration on August 24th of last year. And the FBI reaction had been to initially ignore it, and then to say, well, we can't give you anything. And then when the House threatens them, they'll say, oh, well, we can give you something, but it'll take some time. And then they threaten, and they drag their feet, and then they're threatened more, and they say, okay, just give us a little more time. And finally, the House got very frustrated, and the Senate is very frustrated too. So this has been a situation where the FBI and the Justice Department have made getting information like pulling teeth. So that's, I think, the source of a lot of frustration you see on the House side.
One of the things we have discussed, and we've discussed with all of the listeners have discussed as well, our fear that this is going to be like Christmas morning, and you get this big box and you're all excited, and you open it up only to find out that your parents have pulled a joke on you and it's underwear, right? And so we're all expecting this great memo, this some kind of news, this big thing, and we're going to get it, and it's going to be underwear.
Yeah, the memo, big box of underwear. It's interesting. We have seen a cycle of this. When the memo was first made available to all the members of the House, a lot of the members of the House who appear on cable TV a lot read it, and they came out and said, this is incredible, this is huge, this is fantastically important, a biggest thing ever. And then other Republicans were saying, wait a minute, this is important, but, you know, don't get ahead of your skis here. And then in recent days, we've seen some people trying to downplay it a bit more, saying, you know, it's an important thing, but it's not going to, the world is going to keep turning. And so my sense is that it's got some very important stuff in it. And the degree to which you want to get excited about it probably depends on just how excitable you are. But I think it is important, and I think the fact that you've seen the FBI and the Justice Department and Democrats, I mean, try to throw their bodies in front of this indicates that it probably is important.
What do you, that really kind of answers my question, because as you think about this, you know, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi calling for Devin Nunes to lose his position on the House Intel Committee, and Democrats in the media, for the most part, seem to be in unison attacking the Republicans as nothing but partisans. If this is a big nothing burger, as they're claiming, it is amazing to see the extent to which they're reacting so harshly.
You know, I think there could be two things here. I think it could be important. I think it could be very significant. And I think it might not be a danger to national security or the rule of law. So in it might be that we see what's in it and we say, wait a minute, that's what they were fighting to keep secret so much. Yet it's still important. So you have to remember that there are many important things that happen in government that aren't classified and shouldn't be classified. So this whole fight is over legal classification. And Republicans have suspected that the FBI and the Justice Department were using classification to kind of cover their own backsides. And the question is, should all of this stuff have been legitimately classified, or can the public see it as part of learning about the Russia investigation? Remember, the foundation of all of this is that a number of Democrats and opponents of the president hope to use the Trump-Russia affair to remove him from office. These investigations are big, they're very important, and clearly Democrats hope that it will result in impeachment. That has upped the ante for all of this, and I think what you're seeing now is Republican pushback on the actions of the FBI, and we're going to have to wait a few hours to see what it actually is.
Any other big things that you're looking for today as we wait for this memo?
Anything else?
Well, I mean, sorry, is there? Yeah, of course.
No,
I just mean within the memo itself. Are there storylines you're looking for that you think are going to be more fully fleshed out by this?
You know, all I can guess is that, and you know, I'm using the word guess, is that there really is more than just the Carter Page story. Although the Carter Page story is important, it's not the central story of the entire Trump-Russia affair. So I would look for stuff that maybe we haven't been talking about up till now.
All right, Byron York, thank you from the Washington Examiner. I know you've been following it closely. You should follow Byron York's Twitter feed closely. It'll help you sort through this process just like it helps me. Appreciate it, Byron.
Thank you, guys.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.